Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Monday, May 9th. Owen Sound police have charged a man with impaired driving after he reportedly drove off the escarpment. Police say just after 6 Friday evening, they received several 911 calls about a truck driving off the cliff on the Upper East Side of the city. Emergency personnel responded to the escarpment area at 20th Street East and 5th Avenue East. Police say a heavily damaged Chevy Silverado was found lodged in the trees down the escarpment, as well as the driver standing next to it. He was checked for injuries. Police say their investigation determined the 45-year-old Owen Sound man had 1.5 times the legal limit for alcohol in his system and had been driving his truck at a high speed. His truck was impounded for 7 days and his driver's license suspended for 90 days. He's charged with impaired driving and dangerous operation of a vehicle. Police say based on the location and the time of day, it's fortunate no pedestrians were injured during the incident. The truck was towed from the escarpment the following day. The cost of everyday items looks to be among the biggest issues ahead of the June 2nd provincial election. 62% of people in an Abacus data survey say their household income is falling behind the cost of living. The survey found the top issue for voters is reducing that cost of living, followed by housing affordability. More pain is coming at the pumps this week. The group Canadians for Affordable Energy says gas prices could rise by a nickel this week and another 5 cents next week. Experts say the rise is due to Russia intensifying its attacks in Ukraine. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a trip to Ukraine where he met with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Trudeau announced more military equipment for Ukraine and sanctions on 40 more Russians. He also announced the reopening of the Canadian embassy there. A huge military parade with thousands of soldiers was held in Moscow's Red Square today. May 9th is Russia's Victory Day holiday, which is used to mark the Soviet Union's defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed his troops in Ukraine are defending the motherland. Russian forces continued to attack Mariupol today, and Ukrainians in the steel plant there refused to lay down their weapons by a Russian deadline. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost 7-3 to Tampa Bay. The series is tied 2-2. LA blanked Edmonton 4-0 to tie that series at 2 games apiece. Boston beat Carolina 5-2 to tie that series at 2-2. And Minnesota lost 5-2 to St. Louis. That series is also tied at 2 games apiece. In the second round of OHL playoffs, Kitchener doubled Windsor 4-2. That series is tied at 1. Sault Ste. Marie lost 5-3 to Flint. Flint leads that series 2-0. Hamilton took a 2-0 series lead with a 4-2 win over Mississauga. And Kingston got by North Bay 5-4 in overtime. That series is tied at 1. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays lost 4-3 to Cleveland. At the PGA Wells Fargo Championship, Max Homa was the winner at 8-under. In the second round of NBA playoffs, Dallas tied up its series with Phoenix to 2 games apiece with a 111-101 win. Philadelphia beat Miami 116-108. That series is tied at 2-2. And in Major League Soccer, Vancouver blanked Toronto 1-0. In the third day of the Lures and Lines Spring Trout Derby, Chris Yates has the top rainbow trout at 12.84 pounds. Rob Thomas has the top brown trout at 5.42 pounds. Bruce Mallard holds the top salmon at 9.18 pounds. Top youth was Gavin Lee with a salmon at 8.48 pounds. And the Mother's Day big fish of the day was won by Rachel Mallard with an 8.12 pound lake trout. You can find more sports posted on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.